If the federal government doesn't extend funding, the Wisconsin Hospitals Association's Eric Borgerding says they'll push the state to pay more in the next budget. Borgerding says Wisconsin's Badger Care program pays 65 cents of every dollar a hospital spends on patient care.
So that 35 cents of cost that's unpaid by Medicaid has to be shifted to everyone else.
Borgerding says hospitals shifted $960 million in unpaid Badger Care costs this year. Governor Scott Walker has rejected $4.4 billion in federal funds to expand Medicaid. He said it's uncertain whether the federal government would come through with the money. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Wisconsin Primary Healthcare Association is made up of 17 federally qualified community health centers. The centers serve high-need groups in rural areas or inner cities that see more poverty. CEO Stephanie Harrison says the centers have been receiving higher Medicaid reimbursement for years.
And that reimbursement rate has been very critical to our ongoing viability because it's really difficult to attract and retain providers in these underserved areas of our state.
The Wisconsin Hospitals Association's Eric Borgerding says higher payments will encourage more doctors to provide care to Medicaid patients. He says more access to care will keep people out of the ER.
A very expensive place to have primary care is an ER.
Around 1.2 million people take part in Wisconsin's Medicaid program. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.